This week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average reached its highest point in almost a year. Unemployment reached its highest level in nearly a decade. So we're about to examine which way the economy is really going. We're going to hear three perspectives in three cities, and we'll start with Andrew Brooks. He works for T. Rowe Price, which manages investment funds. He answered our call in his Baltimore office yesterday, shortly after the Dow Jones Industrials closed around 9,000.
Well, you know, we had a real strong opening this morning. Futures were flying, and the market opened up 150, 160 points on the Dow. And it was a very strong day, very broad, people pretty aggressive in their buying. And then we sort of lost steam, if you will, and perhaps tired ourselves out. And at the end of the day, the markets were higher, but not nearly as strong as they had been in the morning.
Still, the trend has been up for several weeks now.
No, the trend has been terrific. And, you know, I think the economy's improving and people feel better about things. And, you know, on balance, the news is better. So we're coming out of this three-year bear market, it looks like.
What has happened with some of the technology companies that have absolutely cratered, gone down to $1, $2?
Well, you know, some of those stocks have done very well, too. You know, if you took something like, I think Lucent traded below $1, that's at $2.29 today. Corning Glass traded at $1 and change, and that stock's almost at $8.
And these are still trading at a fraction of what they were at the height of the boom, but still they're moving up.
Yes, certainly some of the smaller, some of these stocks were $200 and $300 a share, and they might still be what we call single-digit midgets. So trading less than $10.
I know it's always chancy to try to guess what the market generally is thinking because it's the thoughts of thousands or millions of people, but just based anecdotally on the people you've dealt with, traded with, talked to, why do you think people are buying technology stocks right now?
Well, you know, I think people like to look for the things that have really gotten beaten up, and they look for laggards, and there's still a lot of technology stocks that are down substantially from their highs in the 1999-2000 euphoric period, and so that draws investors sometimes a fly to the flame, if you will, and a moth to the flame.
We're going to leave Andrew Brooks near the edge of that flame for a minute. We'll come back to him after we hear the grimmer economic assessment of Charles Hill. He forecasts market trends for Thomson Financial. Charles Hill knows the good news. The Iraq war ended quickly. There hasn't been another massive terrorist attack. Technically, the recession is over. But Hill says he pulled most of his own money out of the market in the 1990s, and he is not ready to put it back.
This recession was brought on by a capital spending binge, and we created much too much capacity out there in too many industries.
People laid hundreds or thousands of miles of telecom cable. They built factories. They built too much of everything.
You're exactly right. And whether it's auto assembly plants or hamburger joints or aluminum smelters or teenage apparel shops, I mean, you name it. We've got too much of it worldwide. It's going to take some time, I'm afraid, to absorb that capacity.
It sounds like you're telling me that the economic signs are still mixed at best, but that investors are just feeling a little giddy right now.
That's a perfect way to put it. There's plenty of them out there that I've spoken to that feel that with all the stimulus package that Congress just passed recently, with all the liquidity that the Federal Reserve is pumping into the system, with the dollar weakening, which makes our exports cheaper and imports more expensive, so that hopefully our domestic companies will gain some market share. I mean, all these things are positives, but I think unfortunately, there are a lot of investors that really haven't understood how different this recession was. And that's the reason that our crystal balls are so fuzzy right now.
To find one reason that Charles Hill is uneasy, you can visit a building in Gilbert, Arizona. It's one of the unemployment centers that serves suburban Phoenix. And it's the next place we're going as we gather impressions of the economy. So far this year, the center has served 22,000 people. That's a sharp increase from last year. This week, the center moved to a new location, and the director, Susan Schmidt, says the building filled up on opening day.
They came in droves, and there were lines at the front counters. We have orientations four times a day, and those orientation rooms were full to the rafters, and a lot of activity going on.
Has the mixture of people who are coming in changed at all over the 4 years you've been working in that center? That's been a very interesting 4 years for the economy.
prior to my coming on board, I would say the primary customer that we served would be someone who was disadvantaged, either educationally, financially, you know, socially, et cetera.
Everybody else was working.
Everybody else was working. Now we're seeing a huge number of people who they've brought in six figures possibly. They have a master's or a PhD, and they're being hit by the economy very hard. They're out of work, and they're scared, and they're looking. And so they're really cutting back in many ways.
The 6.1% unemployment rate also bothers Andrew Brooks, that manager from T. Rowe Price that we met a few minutes ago. Wall Street investors often like layoffs, which mean that companies are cutting costs. But this time, Brooks is not sure the layoffs help the stock market.
You know, I wish I knew, because that is unsettling. You know, it's never good that people are out of work. You need job growth in the country. That's the driver for the economy, or one of the primary drivers. So that one's a little unsettling. Certainly, there are more efficiencies, and technology's allowed people to do more things with less people and things like that. But I'm not sure what to make of that. That is a little worrisome.
We've also been talking to analysts, and I know every analyst has their own perspective on the economy, but it's not very hard to find an analyst who will say, wait a minute, things have not turned out as badly as they might have in the last few months, but this economy still has some very fundamental problems. There's massive overcapacity in industry after industry, and it might take a while to clean all that up.
Well, you know, as a long-term investor, that's a great story to hear, because that means there's still a wall of worry out there that this market's climbing, and that's very bullish.
Are you saying you're happy that there are some people who are gloomy, because that means you can buy their stocks cheap?
You bet.
Andrew Brooks is a manager at T. Rowe Price, and he's one of many people betting on an improving economy.